Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, July 30th. Jaguars training camp day 6 in the books. First padded practice of training camp so far. It was a lot of fun out there. It was an exciting day. I thought the offense certainly had their best day so far. We're going to dive into it. Obviously, Riley Patterson was waived by the team, so we'll talk about the kicking situation. You also heard from Ryan Nielsen, Jaguars defensive coordinator, before practice. We're going to dive into all that stuff today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjack.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Just dropped our Big Cat football pre-order. Fun t-shirt we've got up on the site. You can go check it out. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Shout out to all of our channel members out there. You've got Brian, Jackson, Eileen, Cardiac Cats, who has a great YouTube channel as well covering the Jaguars. Go check out Cardiac Cats and Debbie Lynn as well for being channel members. Thank y'all so much from the bottom of my heart. Shout out to Luke and Dale, who both said what up at practice the last couple days. Always fun seeing fans and people who enjoy the show. Come say what up. So shout out to y'all. So getting into Jaguars training camp day 6, everything's kind of happened the last 24 hours since the last practice wrapped up. As I mentioned, Riley Patterson was waived by the team. They were kind of having a kicking competition between Riley Patterson and rookie Cam Little, who they drafted in the 6th round. If you draft a kicker, this might not be clear to everyone, but if you draft a kicker at any point in the draft, especially before the 7th round, that player is probably going to have a leg up, no pun intended, on the competition, right? You've invested in that player. You did that for a reason. Not a lot of kickers get drafted. So if you draft a kicker, that means you really value that player. And the Jaguars really valued Cam Little. They had Riley Patterson in camp as well. They had signed Joey Sly after they thought that Will Lutz was coming to Jacksonville on a 3-year deal. That didn't work out, so they went and pivoted to Joey Sly. So they had Joey Sly and Riley Patterson. As soon as you were able to land Cam Little in the draft, that was the end of Joey Sly and Duval. But Riley Patterson and Cam Little were going to compete a little bit. The Jaguars decided that that competition could be over last night. Now, it's not clear like if Riley Patterson maybe asked to be waived so he could try to catch on somewhere else, because he is a kicker that, in my opinion, belongs somewhere in the league and is a guy who can be accurate for you, just doesn't have the biggest leg. It's unclear if that was the situation or if the Jaguars were just trying to do him a solid by, you know, giving him an opportunity to maybe go sign on somewhere else. Don't exactly know why that happened in regards to the timing of it all, but Riley Patterson no longer with the team, and I think Jaguars fans definitely owe him a debt of gratitude, as I tweeted out earlier this morning. Just, you know, the season he had in 2022 after a rough outing against the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe it was week 10. After that, he was lights out for the Jaguars, made a game-winning kick in the playoffs. So Riley Patterson, a player who will have a place in Jaguars history, in my opinion, with that win over the Chargers, helping deliver that victory for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs, an epic comeback victory for the ages. Riley Patterson, a big part of that, and very accurate down the stretch for the Jaguars that season when they went on a massive run and, competed well, just does not have the leg that Cam Little has. And talking about Cam Little, in his first practice as what looks like, the Jaguars starting kicker officially, even if the writing was already on the wall, first part of team, nothing real long, nothing deep, but 4 of 4 in that session. Then throughout the practice, they got him worked in more and more. And he did miss one from about 50 yards and then made 3 from in between 45 to 50. And then another short one he was able to make, looked really good in warmups as well. I think he made 2 of 3 58 yarders in warmups. But in the team portion of practice, that's 8 of 9, mostly from 45 plus yards. So I thought Cam Little looked good. And this is a guy who has confidence, has experience in big moments at Arkansas, has the leg. Like, you've seen him make it from 60 plus yards before. The ball, it bounces off his foot. Like, it jumps off his foot. It really does. And you could see the talent difference between those two kickers. Now, kicker is an extremely volatile position. You're hoping he can keep his confidence up, hoping that, you never get the yips or anything like that. But as of right now, Cam Little is going to be the Jaguars starting kicker. And if he can perform a little bit more consistently than what you saw in 2023 from Brandon McManus, the Jaguars are going to be in pretty good shape at kicker moving forward. Now, as I mentioned, Ryan Nielsen did speak with the media before practice. Nothing too enlightening, but just every time you hear Ryan Nielsen talk, I think you can certainly take things away from the way he thinks, the way he communicates, the way he leads. He's just such an impressive coach. He really is. Was extremely complimentary of his coaching staff for creating buy-in throughout the, close to 6 months that they've been here. Talked about Josh Allen's commitment to the organization right now and to what they're trying to do on the defensive side of the ball. Says it's clear as day. Really appreciates him. Raved about Foye Oluokun as well. And he's excited about Trayvon Walker's potential in this defense too. So good stuff from Ryan Nielsen. You can go check it out on all the Jags socials, YouTube, etc. But getting into more of this practice, as I mentioned, we talked about how Cam Little did. I thought in his first day as the Jaguars starting kicker, all by himself, did pretty darn well. Did miss one kick that you're going to want to get back. You don't want to miss anything in practice. But overall, if you only miss one, I think you can feel pretty good about that. And the thing about a lot of kickers is, at least what we've seen in Jacksonville, after Josh Lambeau had that tremendous run where he barely ever missed in practice when he was on top of his game before his injury, after that, you've seen a lot of kickers, like when they miss one, it snowballs a little bit. That's one thing you haven't seen from Cam Little at all, is the snowball effect, and I think that's huge for him. But getting into the offense, offense versus defense, 7-on-7, 11-on-11. For the second straight day, Trevor Lawrence played really well. He played very good yesterday. But I mean today, he played about as good as you possibly can at the quarterback position. Best practice of camp for him so far. One of the best practices for him during training camp that I can remember. Very few passes hit the ground. No interceptions. Guys were not getting their hands on the football on the defensive side. He was sharp, on time, accurate, dialed in, and daring, in some moments. He wasn't just taking the easy stuff, which he did do when he needed to, but there were times where he really fit the ball into some tight windows. Early on in 7-on-7, you had a busted coverage, hit Evan Engram for a huge gain. Might have been a touchdown. It might have been, but definitely 30, 40, 50-plus yard gain for the Jaguars on that play, on that busted coverage, probably at least 40 yards. Then you had a perfect throw on that one. So Evan Engram, wide open. Sometimes when a player is that wide open, it's kind of easy to overthink it and miss it. But Lawrence delivered it in stride. Great throw. Then you had a lot of red zone work as well. I think Lawrence threw 4 total touchdowns in the red zone portion of practice. I believe between 7 on 7 and 11 on 11. That was four touchdowns. He had a super tight window throw to Gabe Davis. Defenders all around. Bit it right in there, threaded the needle, and it was a beautiful touchdown there. He had one over the top, kind of dropping the bucket throw to Christian Kirk. Another beauty. Then he had a pretty easy one to Brian Thomas Jr., who got open on the play with ease. He was pretty wide open. He also had a touchdown throw to Travis Etienne. So Trevor Lawrence looked every bit the $55 million quarterback today. This is why I try to caution against some folks.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Riding the wave during training camp, the highs and the lows. I understand it's all you have to go on at the time. Like, these practices are all fans have to go on heading into a season. But I cautioned overreactions, you know, overreactions to Brian Thomas Jr. not having the hottest start to camp, overreactions to Trevor Lawrence not having the hottest start to camp. Things are settling down. The last 2 days, the offense has played well. I thought the offense won the day today without question. Defense still made some plays, but the offense, when the pads came on today, they kind of took control. They took ownership, in my opinion, of what was going on out there and had a really solid day throughout the offense. And Trevor Lawrence led the way. He was almost perfect. Really good day for him. I think pretty much only one bad throw in the team portion of things. It was a little high for Gabe Davis, but good day for Trevor Lawrence. I think it's good to kind of get the snide off your back, and I know it's just practice, but there's ebbs and flows for everyone out there, and I think that right now Trevor Lawrence is feeling good about where the offense is, where he is within the offense, and so I think you're seeing a lot of good things. And then Brian Thomas Jr., he had his best day in the team portion of things, was able to catch multiple passes, including that touchdown where he got wide open. So I think that things are starting to move in a direction fans can probably feel excited about on the offensive side of the ball. We did see one-on-ones between the OL and the DL today for the first time, which makes sense with the pads coming on. It took place during a period where there was 7-on-7s on one side of the field, offensive line, defensive line, one-on-ones on the other side of the field. So I was trying to keep an eye on both. Oftentimes it can be very difficult to do that. I did go down to check out some of the one-on-ones. I did not catch all of them. I don't think anyone was able to catch everything in that period between 7-on-7s and 1-on-1s. I hate that they do that, where you're not able to watch everything at the same time, but it is what it is. I think overall, they do a good enough job allowing us to see what we can see and gain access. So I'm appreciative of that. But I wish you could see all of the portion of 7-on-7 and 1-on-1s, but it was not possible today. But getting into the 1-on-1s, Trayvon Walker versus Cam Robinson, that was a good matchup. I thought you saw a couple draws between those two guys where maybe Trayvon was able to get some knockback, but didn't really disengage. And then Trayvon was also, working the inside a little bit. And I thought that overall he certainly would have created a pressure, but probably enough time and space for the quarterback to evade the pocket there in all likelihood. So that was a good matchup between those two. And those are two good football players. Jeremiah Ledbetter was doing some real good work on the interior. This is a guy that just continues to impress me every time we get to see him out on the practice field. Saw Devon Hamilton and Mitch Morse going one-on-one a little bit. And you're not going to see within a game a lot of one-on-ones for Devon Hamilton against the centers. The Jaguars are going to try to dial that up, certainly. But you saw Devon Hamilton able to really create some push against Mitch Morse, and then also he was able to toss him, kind of stack him and shed him, toss him to the ground. And you're seeing Devon Hamilton look like the guy who was dominating before the abscess on his spine. And that's scary in a good way for Jaguars fans. Scary in a bad way for the rest of the AFC South, all the teams on the Jaguars schedule, because if you have a healthy Devon Hamilton and a healthy Eric Armstead at some point here soon, who he is still on the active PUP list, but you're talking about Devon Hamilton, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Roy Robertson-Harris, Eric Armstead. You've got some dogs up front for the Jaguars. And speaking of Josh Allen, he had a dip and rip sack where he set it up with a bull rush the rush before. So he was going speed to power. And I think he really just did that to set up the dip and rip around the edge. I think it was against number 70, who I'm drawing a blank on who that is at the moment, but obviously not one of your starters. Tyler Lacy was getting some good push and some one-on-ones, pressure in his reps. You saw Javon Foster lock up DJ Coleman. DJ Coleman's a guy who's had a pretty good camp. I think he had a tackle for loss today, but in that one-on-one, Javon Foster handled it with ease, looked like a pro in pass protection there. So that was good to see from the Jaguars' fourth-round pick, certainly. Dearness Johnson, Tank Bigsby, Travis Etienne, they all had big days. I think Etienne continues to get the ball in the passing game and do good work there. Dearness Johnson, he caught everything thrown to him. He was able to get into the end zone. He was able to bust off a few nice runs. He looked really good. And Tank Bigsby, he scored twice in red zone work. He's a guy who consistently is finding the green grass, right? If a hole is plugged up, he's able to redirect, use his vision, use his athletic ability to redirect and find some green grass and do good things for the Jaguars offense. So I thought the running backs did great today, including Jalen Jackson. He had a nice day running the ball. Thought he was able to bust off a couple nice runs. Really did. And I don't think he has much of a chance to make this football team, but he had a nice day. Really nice day overall from the quarterbacks, as I mentioned. Each quarterback, we've talked about Trevor Lawrence, but each quarterback made some really good throws, made some really good decisions. Saw C.J. Beathard probably make his best throw of camp so far, able to fit a pass into Christian Kirk in a tight window. And you saw Mac Jones really having a good time out there today. So there's been a few times throughout this offseason and training camp where you've seen Mac Jones take off, where it's like he probably would have got hit pretty quickly. He took off today from the 5-yard line, in the red zone, and I think he actually would have scored on that play. So that was cool, and then he was able to throw a couple touchdown passes as well. Mac Jones looking good, looking confident out there, and I still think he has the upper hand for QB2. Devin Lloyd and Foye Oluokun, they look like a top linebacker duo for sure, in my opinion. And Ryan Nielsen was complimentary of those two before practice. But you consistently see Devin Lloyd in the backfield, making plays, wrapping up, doing well in coverage. Same thing with Foye Oluokun. Those guys, I really think, have a chance to be a stabilizing force for the Jaguars defense in the middle and be a catalyst for success against the run and in the passing game. I think they're going to be a fantastic duo for them. Ventrell Miller, saw him quickly hobble off the field at one point. Saw Cephas limping a little bit. Joshua Cephas, who's a really good rookie who made some plays today. Tugboat not practicing today. And then Keelan Robinson also not practicing today. Saw Dewey Wingard limp off the field at one point early on. I do not have updates on any of those situations. Hopefully it was just little nicks, bumps, bruises, et cetera, what have you. Maybe some cramping, but we'll be certainly on the lookout for those players moving forward. But overall, a very good day of practice. Trevor Lawrence looking like the Trevor Lawrence you've seen when he's been healthy over the last 2 years, right? And Brian Thomas Jr. having his best day so far of training camp. A lot of guys competing at a very high level. I thought it was encouraging that once the pads came on, the offense had their best day. I think that tomorrow, another fully padded practice, will be really interesting to see from the defense. I would expect a lot of energy from the Jaguars defense tomorrow after having not a bad day, but certainly a day that was not up to the standard that they have set so far early on in camp. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.